Shus Rosh Hashivas and Hala. Pesach Karim, I want to express a special Hakaras HaTov to my Balach Sanya, Meir Feiler. He's been Balach Sanya for the Mir Yeshiva in his 20 years, maybe more, in the city. He's been a kosh of a label benefesh to the Yeshiva, Rosh Hashivas Hanukkah. The city here, Bechlav, has been extremely kosher to Rosh Hashiva, and it's a special akara that it was a very unique kesher, and I'm sure that it will be a melech seisha. We've been talking about a big person, so maizes, and talking about him has a tafkid to be right with the person and to show us how big a person can be and how far we are. It's an important idea. But I think as far as Rav Shiva's kind of rough, it's a waste of an opportunity because he's so tantalizingly close to all of us. Especially Bachram sitting here, he was like one of you. He was for people on the charts, he was behind what you're holding. And there wasn't anything that we couldn't identify with, that we couldn't possibly put ourselves in that position and ask ourselves, why not me? So I'd like to spend some time trying to get a kirva nafshis to some of the very, very basic tchuna that I think was a sheirish that gave him so much. I want to learn out an Indian amik in Kayas and Nefesh, and I think it will help us perhaps have some kesher with the Hasan Kimna who's mentioned. We have Cheshimishpat deals with kinyanim. People own things. People have things. It's theirs. You need to have it. I mean, the world would be anarchy. Would be toyo kavoyo. So you have a merits of kinyanim to be organized, be masada, different things. This is mine. This is yours. This is his. Umasayilam to kinyanim also have it. We don't begin to understand the oimek of the world of kinyanim. Let's take a thought experiment. If I were to come over to somebody and say, would you like $1,000? Person say, I'm game. I'm not familiar with much to know where the rough sections are, but as a New Yorker, Harlem, go to Harlem, there's a person standing there with a few $100 bills sticking out from his back pocket. Pull it out. The guy would say, take the sugar. You'll kill me. My life's not worth $1,000. That's, I mean, what are you talking about? You know, it's a little honest. Let's say I'm holding $1,000. My $1,000 in my pocket. And someone tries to take it away. I would more often than not fight. It's a Gemara. It's a halacha that a bodu mechteres is a roitif. Because the person who owns the money, the Torah is made, will fight for his life. What's the difference? It's the same $1,000, the same life. Now it is worth his life. The Torah is a life is not worth $1,000. But kinyan gives a person, it makes it part of the person's metzias. And if it's part of the person's metzias, then he will fight just like he won't be mefakir on a finger. Rahman, some people are trapped or they have medical issues. They will take great risks to hold on to every last neighbor because it's not something that's benikra, kind of, that I have a legal attachment to it. It's me. It's halacha kol ha'ogava. if I have two ballads heard, one of them is strong gangster, and the other one is an able, frail Talmud Chacham. And I'm not sure whose it is. Kolom Gava will determine whose it is, like many Rishonim, because the person who owns it, even if it's the frail old Talmud Chacham, will make a bigger fight than the Gava Olam. It's a slight question, Mishnah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a koyach into the Bria of Bainus, which means that things become, it's not just a legal structure to enable commerce. It's a koyach that things can become mitzurif to a person, and it becomes part of his mitzias. What particular inyan does that? What is the shirish of kinyanim that turns something into mine? So I once heard from one of my rebbeim, a Reb Chaim, Shtolz Reb Chaim. So Yerushalmi that Reb Chaim brings in a certain way. Reb Chaim says, he brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, let me give a drop of Kedama, just special so that it's understood. If I go and I plant wheat in somebody else's field and it grows, who's the person who owns it? The halacha is the one who owns the field, and he has to pay the other person depending on if it's a masulita, a lasulita, and so on. He owes him the shvach, we can see us, but the thing belongs to the person who planted, whose field it is. Let's say I plant wheat in a hefker place, in a forest, someplace that doesn't belong to anybody. Does it belong to me or not? So the Yerushalmi says that it's chayav in maisvus, and Reb Chaim understands it, that it belongs to the person who planted it. And the reason is that the havana of it is work, the amul of a person is part of the person. And wherever a mashkia, some amul of mine, that becomes mine. If the amul is mine, and when it's in the ground, it's now a hemshek of me. So if somebody else owns the field, he had a melus that he put in to get the field. So we have a problem, so the field is the ikar. But if there's no conflict, a melus is a kinyan etzim. That which I was noiteya, and that which I did, that is my etzim. It's a kinyan etzim. You can, there's a Tosfos says the Moshe Bometzia, that even if you hold Habata and Hefker as Kaina, there has to be some sort of mice with it. Because just looking is not a kinyan. A kinyan needs a mice, not only because between two people we need a point of decision. It is the asir, it's the amul of the oisa that's the sherish of the kinyan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put profound koyach in the Bria. And that koyach is that a person's koyachus, a person's koach, a person's amul is him. And whatever it is transposed to becomes his also. That's the koyach of Bainus. That's the koach of Amelus. There's an extraordinary observation to be made. We're learning now parshas of the others. And these parshas begin the transition from Avraham Yitzchak to Yaakov. We're now in the middle of the parsha of Yaakov. Each Av had his own qualities. Each Av had his own inyan. But there's a marked difference between Avraham and Yitzchak to Yaakov. Avram and Yitzchak did great things, but nothing remained from all those things. The nefesh asas of the heart dissipated. Their children were not automatically Yisrael. Avram has Yishmael, Yitzchak has Esav. They took off certain inyanim, but the chlos of the meisim didn't have a kiyum kishal atzma. Yaakov Avinu is the sheirish of Netzach and Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, Afal Bishachok, Yisrael Hu, is a din in Hashem Yisrael. Every single child of Yaakov Avinu at Netzach and Tzachim is in Yisrael. And he could be a mumer, but he's Yisrael. Why? Why? What is it about Yaakov that's different than Avram and Yitzchak in this idiom? Avram and Yitzchak received. We don't have, the Torah doesn't tell us how Avram got a shidduch. Delta Sam got a chasim. He got a shidduch as a chasim because Shvok was before him. So it was Misrabe. And that's what he had. Yitzchak, Avram wrote Mishnah and Tana, his shidduch of Yezid brought home, and he got that. Things that are nikna b'matana don't necessarily have a kiyum. The Maral says that Avram's shaylach b'ma eida was because the meat of Avram is chesed and chasadim are never assured. A person can do a chesed with me once, twice, 100 times. It's not a guarantee for 101st time because I owe nothing. He owes me nothing and I owe nothing. There's no cash. Yaakov Avinu had nothing from his fathers. Eliphaz took away his money. He ran away. He had to work for Rachel, work for Leah, work for his son, work for everything. Every single item that was possessed by Yaakov Avinu had the koyach of Yaakov Avinu in it. The whole koyach yavar desavicha. And when it's your koyach, when it's the koyach of Avos and the koyach of Yaakov Avinu mushka in it, then it's him. We brought before a story about would a person defend himself thousands or not? We have a mice like that in the Chumash. Yaakov Avinu stays behind for Pachim Ketanim. That's in Midah Torah, it's in Bibzir. Pachim Ketanim, you'd stay, $1,000, we also think it's a joke. So, Pachim Ketanim. But it's not Pachim Ketanim, it's Yaakov's Pachim Ketanim. It's Yaakov. It's not Yaakov's, it's Yaakov himself. Mali koichoi, mali koyach koichoi. Yaakov is mushka in every single element thing that was Mashkiach's koyach. He got nothing. Everything is, he's made it on himself. B'chol koich yavad tesavicha. Every single part, everything Yaakov possessed is his through Amal and Yigir. And that which is yours through Amal and Yigir is as mitzvistic as you are, because it's you. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, who is the sheirish of Klal Yisrael's Netzach, because it was done with his Amal and Yigir. I want to try to understand a little bit about the unique kreiches. My late brother was my brother. We make a terrible mistake in the way we view, in our big perspective of Avodas Hashem. We understand that Avodas Hashem is meant to be a smooth road, sort of ice kind of, where you can just sort of go real quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmasa, throws this yayis to be Maras Char, to test us how we are. So we keep throwing down all sorts of misguidance on the road, And that way we get a lot of good schar and so on and so forth, and we might have Shemai and all sorts of good things. It's a lack of havana in the understanding of what our tafkid in the world is, and what we're supposed to accomplish, and how we're supposed to accomplish it. The Mesil Tisharim, in his Akdoma, Chaimus Adam Ve'Lomri, speaks about three darkness of where a person is headed to. One is to be mis'anig al Hashem. Then he speaks about being mis'tavik Hashem. And then he speaks about being ma'al of the entire world with him. Ma'al of the entire world with him means, since Adam is the only entity in the Bria that has shaykhus, the kirvan tveikus, and there's a Bria out there, everything that a person is, the person's tafkid in the world is to be mitzarev the Bria, to his mitzias, and be malad with him. Our job in Avedis Hashem is to be koine kinyanim mitzvah in our nefesh. And that which does become the amu is not ours. We can technically be ba'alim, but it's not ours because it's lacking the shreirish of the tzirah our mitzvahs. Akarish Adam la amul yulat. A person was created to expend energies in order to acquire those things that he expended the amul for. That which comes without amul is a chashka. It doesn't become a surfi Adam. And that's why the purpose of Bria is the things that take sweat and work to get there. It's not because he loved learning that he worked so hard. It's because he worked so hard that that was his mitzvah. When you learn over a sugya tons of times, again and again, master after master, different abuses, different sugars. That's when you find chiddush. You have the joy that was expressed before, telling everybody, I've never ever had this before. Take a look what I found here. It's a result of that work. He came to yeshiva, and he had to work very hard to get to where he was. He didn't have unnaturally Kishroinus, incredible tfisa, but he said, focus calmly, hour after hour, chavusa, going over things again and again and again and again. And that amelus meant that every vart that was mechadosh had in itself the chavivas of yourself. We think, bachrim in yeshiva, those who have naturally a harder time learning, tend to be discouraged. Those who have an easier time, big al kishrin, tends to coast. If I can chav like this, I chav like this. I mean, why should I work as hard as the person who's a third as bright as I am? And zev zev anifsadi. Revolver writes someplace when he's addressing a bacha who is suffering from kina and so on. He says a line which I don't know how many people really did hear what he says. He says, yes, this other person comes quickly, understands deeply, immediately, but does he have the kesher nafshi with the learning that you as someone has to work for it has? Most people are kind of baffled when they look at it. But that's where his anasatari came from. The amnelus, Adam writes to the kaf shaloi, Torah can become Torah delayed. But the t'nai for a kinyan is that you need to be mashgiach yourself in it. It has to be your work and your sweat. His last 20 some odd years when he was sick. Again, we look at it as a Nisoyan, look how much tzar, look how much this. I want to look at a different side. How meaningful is a shaking the lulav of an esrog when it takes your last kriches? He would speak divrei musar that if anyone else would speak them, they would make no reshit whatsoever. What was the last time somebody got up and spoke about v'afterecha k'mrecha that you didn't immediately tune out? And if you want to be sure speaking, getting nobody to come, announce this v'afterecha k'mrecha. I mean, what could somebody say honestly at Ibn Chadash? This is the nice when he got up at a kenis and he said three words, v'afterecha k'mrecha. How can you talk about somebody? And it electrified the oil. Why? Because when you drag yourself half conscious to go to somebody's simcha, because you know that even the person understands that they're sick, but it's not. And that's why you go collapse to drop into somebody's simcha. Time and again. Then when you say, V'afrach Kamecha, he was pouring his neshama. He was repeating words. He was chewing over, rage with all the words. He was pouring his heart out. He was pouring his neshama out. He lived v'afrach k'mrecha. It was so meaningful to him. Somebody else's feelings. Yes, he killed himself for somebody else's feelings. And what about the diary about what's his favorite? And we spoke about the collecting of money. I want to repeat over Perik and Kanach. It says by David HaMelech that he was in battle. It says by Yisav, he wanted to drink water. Three of his kibbutzim went to get water on the fire, and they came back with a pitcher of water. And it says about Vayiso, Vayavui, and Al David. They brought the water to David. V'li'ovo lishtres. He refused to drink that water. Vayosel chesel mashem. And he brought it as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's menasek et Hashem. Vayoymen. And he said, Cholila li Hashem. Me'asoyses. Cholila that I should drink water like this. Hadam ha'anoshim. Water? Dam. This is their blood that they're bringing me. Blood belongs in this Mizbeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wonder, let's put ourselves, let's live it. There's a story where he came to some person to solicit for the yeshiva. The person had 15 minutes set aside for him, and then he had a very important meeting. He was on the 18th floor, and they came and the elevator was broken. They called up and the guy said, sorry, but he's going to be flying out in 15 minutes and that's it. 13 minutes later, Reb Nosson banged on the door. The person looked at him, he was astounded, and he said, I have 2 minutes for you, just enough to sign a check. And he gave him Matveya and the Yisra. That's money. The yeshiva lived with his Dhammatansis. The reason why it's Matzliach, the reason why it's so Matzliach, was because the yeshiva wasn't nisen from water and bread. It was nisen from him. And because he was so humble to be making the yeshiva and to be mighty from it, that's why he was inseparable. All those stories of come back again, we missed you, we're waiting for you, it's home. Because he fed them with his dhammatansis. When you work for a Talmud, when you're willing to take somebody who's really not doing well, and find a few moments in the day when you are collapsing and you're laying half dead on the couch to learn with him, you can't even talk. That's talented? Or that's somebody that you're giving an infusion of your Dharma process? What bond does that create when you give somebody your last breath? When you see a davening of chakras, we take it for granted, chakras become like this. But when it's a half hour struggle to pick yourself up, to get up, and to go, do we have tfisa in what chakras like that expresses? When somebody sees somebody kolatsmoise kamarna, and the kolatsmoise kamarna was the half hour of incredible amelus and yagia to get there. These 20 years were 20 years of avodah, that every breath from Moedah Ani till the last Hamapu, everything was Bidam Nafshe. And you saw it in the person. You saw it incorporated in the person. We're so short-sighted in the fact that we look for, everyone here wants to do mitzvahs and learn Gevaldik. We want to do it comfortably, pleasantly, coasting. But then it'll always be an outside thing. You're not going to change. It'll never change you. The Rambam says, Yenivu Hesfirus. The Rambam says, V'chein chayev lavin b'chol koichoy. When a person is working for somebody else, he's mechuyev to work with his entire ability. Sheri Yaakov HaTzadik Amar, Ki b'chol koich yavadik yasadichet. Yaakov HaTzadik said that himself, B'chol koich yavadik yasadichet. Lefikach, not as charzois af pe'oilo hazeh, she'nema v'yivetz yishmoy moed. That's why he was able to get that schar. This world, like it says, v'yivetz yishmoy moed. The Rambam is tamuha. Where does he see the pasuk? I didn't see anyone say to a chazal that this has to do with this. All the others did very well. All the others were able to say that they were able to get and zakhm. So the figure of novels has a oil of hazard. Where does it all live? And what's the mile? There are all certain yonim that Chazal heard that it also that as a character. Yes, this person say it. But the first of all doesn't say this in him. And the Rambam is much about the spitz of Yaakov Avinu is that it was zeicher to this world soul. I think what the Rambam is saying is as follows. For Yifros, if he became wealthy, there are a lot of soin. There's a psukim it says about. For Yifros, soinoi. For Yifros means something became boundless. So his soin, his nechassim, his kinyonim. That's what I should have said. For Yifros, for ish, me'oid means the person became exceedingly great and big. Where in this world do we have kinyanim that are material to the person? What does a person have in this world? Everything comes, everything goes. So the Rambam says, those kinyanim that are a chino b'chol koichi become a chino of the person. There weren't a lot of buildings, there weren't a lot of talmidim, there wasn't a large budget. There was a person who became bigger and bigger and bigger because he sunk every stone in yeshiva every pebble, every glass of water, he sunk his dhammakasas. It became with surah that his chayasal. The schar of the whole kuyf that he had was that everything he had became his. This is something that shaykh to every one of us. We don't feel satisfied. We believe that the mitzvahs and the Torah we have, and we're going to get a lot of time on the problem. We believe that the Mishlema is wonderful. We feel empty. We feel unfulfilled. We feel that we don't really have anything. And the answer is because there's no real humble. We don't work for anything. And Baruch Hashem, you can be healthy. What you need to do is, for the person who has less strengths and needs to learn stronger and again and again just to get the basics, let him be happy with the fact that it's by Yifritzik Ishmael Yifritzik. And for the person who has an easy time with it, let him understand that what you learned easy does not fill you. It doesn't become part of you, it doesn't satisfy you, and there's an annoying feeling of emptiness. A little of an estric, no matter how much money you spend on it, there's not going to be the chavira samitzvah. Unless there's some omel. For one person, the expense might be the omel. For one person, the learning the halachas is the omel. For one person, the diktukah is the omel. But whatever it is that you do, if we don't do it with Amal, it doesn't have the school of becoming part of Tzilut. Hashem is them on Yitzchak, but the feeling of becoming a big person is only when you're Mashkiya Yom. I want to finish with the picture that stays with us. The simcha that he had was the simcha of a person who was constantly quiet. Everything that he did, every mitzvah, every word of Torah, every avodas Torah, was more than a constant simcha, because it was, he became bigger through it. It was mitzvah to shirkan. The time of the year that he probably expressed it, for those who learned in yeshiva and those kufis would remember, is our simchas Torah. When they would be at kafis, in the early years he could dance a little bit, then he would sit down, until they started singing the nigger of Ashri Mishnah Molavatar. And he would, his eyes would light up, the oilam would be static, and he would get drawn in and come to life. But Pashtus, you learn that member without Gush is the Torah part. Asher Nisham Molei, but Torah, as opposed to someone else, the Oisik and Chayesha. I think the Hadgush was Asher Nisham Molei, the Torah. Fortunate is the person who's able to sink his work, his effort, his neshama in it. The person who's fortunate to do that is a happy person. He's a fulfilled person. He's a person who grows from minute to minute and doesn't have that sinking feeling that he's never left with anything for all the good that he does. Ashrei Ayin Rasa, Reb Nosson, learning on and on and on. Ashrei Ayin Rasa, his mysterious, the people, the Talmidim, his correspondent. Difficult, but Asher Yishara, the Yigir, and the Amal that were his lot from the days of Fut Me Yeshiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would say Rasa Rechach Masai, intensified that Amal to an unbelievable level of amelus in his last years. Asher Yishara what it is to be such an humble and to see what it means by Yifritz HaKish Ma'orim Ma'orim, to see the Rambam Bechosh, that for the person who's Beidin Bechol Koichoi, it's not that he has a lot of things, he becomes an incredibly big person. Ashim Yishvavar, Reb Nosan Yishivitz and Pasamatz and Estayim, when all that Amelus came to a climax of Simcha, Ashim Yishamol HaKetariyah, and that's the Rebetzvah, Nishvavar Yishvavar, and that's Yishvavar.